Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Welcome to the merry month of November. My goodness, it seems that winter is getting closer and closer all the time. It seems like summer is the time to head down to Hualien and go do some whale watching or dolphin watching, but I think you can do that any time of the year. And today we are going to talk about dolphins and their amazing intelligence.
Have you seen dolphins down in the Hualien area?
Yes, there are a number of companies in Hualien that specialize in taking people out into the ocean for whale watching tours
and
dolphin watching tours. We went to one in Hualien. I think they have them in Ilan, too, and probably Taedong. But, yeah, we didn't see whales, but we did see dolphins, and they were swimming pretty close to the boats. They are pretty amazing creatures, not just because they can jump out of the water and do tricks like that, but also because they are very intelligent.
They're smart, aren't they? We're going to be talking about their intelligence today. Even I was amazed at this story. I knew that dolphins were smarter than a lot of different mammals. But wow, the story that we're going to share with you today is pretty spectacular, I have to say.
Let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson now, one time through. Dolphins are generally considered the most intelligent animals after humans and are unlike any other wild creatures. They have captivated the hearts and minds of humans for years with their wits, smiling faces, and playful behavior. As evidence of their cleverness, dolphins have been known to use tools, create traps, understand human commands, and quickly make up their own games. To see just how remarkable these animals can be, we need look no further than a dolphin named Kelly. She lives at the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in Mississippi, U.S., and is becoming well-known for her ability to reason. One day, a gull landed in Kelly's tank, and she grabbed the bird. When she gave the bird to her trainers, they rewarded her with plenty of fish. Instead of eating all the fish, she took the last one to the bottom of the tank and hid it under a rock. When Kelly wanted to snack again, she took the fish to the surface and used it as bait to lure gulls for more rewards. Kelly's calf imitated this behavior. Soon other calves followed suit, and the gull baiting became a popular game among them. Kelly's cunning technique showed that she could plan ahead and develop a strategy. Few other animals are capable of demonstrating this ability. As marine biologists continue to study dolphins, they keep finding more examples of their ingenuity. These stunning findings have inspired researchers to think about how to better understand these animals' intelligence. In turn, they can develop a further appreciation for dolphins and create a better relationship between humans and other creatures.
So let's take a look at how amazing dolphins really are. They have quite a lot of intelligence. Intelligence here is the noun form of the adjective intelligent. If you say someone's intelligent, you're saying they're very smart. They have the ability to learn or understand things. Also, people who have a lot of intelligence are good with dealing with new or difficult situations.
Right, so these are very smart animals. They are very intelligent, which is the adjective. Intelligence is the noun. And dolphins are generally considered or thought of as the most intelligent animals after humans and are unlike any other wild creatures. So here we say they are the most intelligent animals after humans. That means they are second to humans. Humans are number one in terms of intelligence, and dolphins are number two. At least that is what is generally considered. Most people feel this way.
Now, these dolphins are pretty cute, so they have captivated the hearts and minds of humans for years. If you captivate something or someone, it means you attract their attention and you hold their attention. Usually because you're very interesting, maybe you're really pretty, maybe you're just something that fascinates this other person, so you are able to captivate them. So how do they captivate humans? Well, they're really smart, so they captivate humans with their wits, their smiling faces, and playful behavior. Wits. this is the plural form we're using here, and we always use it in the plural form when we're talking about someone's ability to think and reason. We could say, wow, she's got the wits to make it work. She has the intelligence to make it work. Or sometimes we'll use the phrase, to live by one's wits or live by his wits. It means you survive by doing things that are clever, and you get around life in ways that other people aren't able to because you're just a little bit more intelligent.
Right. Wits and wit. If you don't put the S on there, kind of means someone is very smart, very clever in their comments, and usually oftentimes someone who is witty is not only smart, but also funny.
A little funny, yeah.
Yeah, they can say things that are very clever, very smart, but also at the same time, they are pretty funny. And here, of course, we're talking about the intelligence of dolphins, how they're able to solve problems, for example. We also like their smiling faces. I don't think they're naturally smiling necessarily,
no.
But just because their mouth is kind of shaped that way, it looks like they're always smiling. A dolphin can never have a sad day. You just can't be sad when you look at a dolphin's face. And we also like their playful behavior. It looks like they never take things seriously. They're never depressed. They're never down about anything. Every day is just a happy day for those dolphins.
They do look like they're having a lot of fun. I also like the sounds that they make. I think that the sound they make is kind of fun, too.
Kind of a squeaking
sound. Yeah, yeah. Well, as evidence of their cleverness, dolphins have been known to use tools, create traps, even understand human commands. They can even make up their own games. These animals are kind of cool.
Cool.
Now, evidence here is a non-count noun. It means you're showing something is true or it exists by giving someone some proof. So evidence is another word for proof. Proof is also noun non-count. Remember, don't put an S on either evidence or proof.
Right, so I could say, I think John stole the money, and they say, well, that's a terrible accusation. Do you have any evidence? Do you have any proof? Did you see him do it? Did you catch him on videotape?
Yeah.
Do you have some evidence? Maybe fingerprints or DNA or something like that. Some proof here. And, well, we're talking about some evidence or proof that they are clever.
Mm-hmm.
Cleverness is the state of being clever, which is similar to being intelligent. Dolphins have been known to do these various things, use tools.
Wow.
Like a saw or a screwdriver or a hammer or something like that. I don't think they would know how to use tools quite like that, but they might use other kinds of tools. They also can create traps. A trap is some kind of device that catches an animal, usually. We have traps for, say, rats, for example. It looks kind of like a cage. They go inside, they go after the bait, and when they touch the bait, the door closes, and they are trapped inside. They can't get away, and we've caught the mouse.
Ooh, that's a trap. Now, they also are able to understand human commands. A command is any order that you give to a person or an animal to do something. For example, a lot of people like to train their pets, like their dogs, to go pick up something and they'll say, fetch. That's a command. Fetch means go get that and bring it back to me, or roll over, shake my hand. Those are commands when you tell someone to do something.
Yeah, shake paws, you might say to your dog. Roll over, fetch my slippers for me. Stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Go answer the door. Can you do my homework for me?
Oh, whoa, wow.
Do my laundry for me, stuff like that. Dogs, of course, can't do those sorts of things, but it would be nice if they could. But in any case, dolphins can understand human commands. And also, because they are so playful, they make up their own games. Mm. If you make something up, you imagine it. You create it, okay? So sometimes people may make up stories. I often like to do that myself just to see if people will believe me. Did you make that up, or are you telling the truth? Did you just make that up? Did you just create that story? And here, dolphins, of course, like kids, are always looking for new ways to have fun. So, well, the old games get a little boring, so they make up new ones.
To see just how remarkable or cool or amazing these animals can be, remarkable just means unusual, surprising. If something's remarkable, you usually notice it. For example, I could say, wow, my friend is competing in the Olympics this year. That's a remarkable achievement. Well, these animals are quite remarkable. And to see just how remarkable they are, we need look no further than a dolphin named Kelly. If you need look no further than, it means you can stop looking now because what follows this phrase is the answer or what you need. For example, I could say, if you want great beef noodle soup, look no further than the country of Taiwan, because we have the best beef noodle soup in the world.
I certainly hope that's the case. Or I could say, for example, that, hey, you want to learn something about investing? Look no further than John. He is a master investor. He worked on Wall Street for 20 years. Mm-hmm. But here, if you want to know about how remarkable animals can be, dolphins can be, to be specific here, hey, look no further than Kelly, who is a dolphin who lives at the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi, United States, which is a state in the United States. It's, what's between Alabama and New Orleans, Louisiana there.
Now, the reason why Tom spelled that state is when a little kids in America are growing up, we have to learn how to spell all of the states. There are 50 of them, right? Well, Mississippi is hard because there seem to be a lot of S's and a lot of I's, a lot of P's. So that's how we learn how to spell it. M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Now, you missed two S's there. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
See, I've been away from school too long.
Yeah, well, yeah, it can happen to the best of us here. But, again, this is a state in the United States, Mississippi. The town of Jackson, I think, is the largest city there.
Oh.
I'm not sure, though. I haven't ever been to Mississippi. I've been to Louisiana, but not Mississippi.
I drove through it, that's all.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. It's a southern state, uh-huh. And, of course, it's right there next to the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. So that's a good place to have something called the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies. An institute is some kind of educational institution or some kind of research institution, uh-huh. A research company or facility. Of course, you all know about the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. And, of course, that is a famous university in the USA. This one in particular is for marine mammals. Marine means having to do with the ocean. A mammal is a kind of animal that gives live birth to its young and feeds them milk, etc. So, yeah, dolphins and whales are mammals.
Mm-hmm. Well, this dolphin Kelly is becoming very well known, or famous, you could say, for her ability to reason. If you reason, that's a verb. It means you're able to think very logically. So you might want to reason through a math problem or reason through some sort of issue in your life that's difficult. You don't want to base your decision on emotions. You want to think with your brain so it's logical. Well, this dolphin is able to actually use her brain and to reason or think very logically.
Okay, let's continue our lesson in just a couple of seconds, but we'd like to take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher. Take it away.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的动物是 dolphins, 也就是海豚。大家对海豚的想法就会想到它是非常聪明的动物哦。在第一段的第二个句子提到 They have captivated the hearts and minds of humans for years with their wits, smiling faces, and playful behavior. 一想到海豚就想到他们非常聪明的机智。在这里用 wits 来代表呢他的聪明。所以我们如果讲到某人有 quick wits, 代表他很机智的意思。然后呢常常也觉得他们有微笑的脸以及 playful behavior, 爱玩的行为。而这一举一动都深深地虏获了人们的心。在这里我们使用了动词 captivate, 就是有令某人着迷或把某人迷住的意思。举个例子来说 ,their romance captivated the whole country. 他们的恋情风靡了全国。所以如果把它变成形容词 captivating, 就是有迷人的意思咯。后面的句子提到 ,As evidence of their cleverness, dolphins have been known to use tools, create traps, understand human comments, and quickly make up their own games. 那么海豚他们不仅会使用工具 ,use tools, 设置陷阱 ,create traps, 了解人们的命令 understand human commands, 甚至还可以创造出自己的游戏 make up their own games。我们来看一下前面的这个名词 command, 其实就是有指挥跟命令的意思。所以如果你服从指令，你就可以说 obey somebody's commands。而当然咯 command 另外一个用法用来指的是精通或者是掌握某种外语能力的意思。所以如果你精通俄罗斯语，那你就可以说 have a good command of Russian。这一切呢都证明了海豚是非常聪明的。接着呢我们要来看一下这些动物有多么的了不起，我们要来观察的是 a dolphin named Kelly。它比较特别的地方呢在后面有提到 is becoming well known for her ability to reason。这里的 reason 指的就是推理跟理解的能力。他呢比较特别，正是因为他拥有着推理的能力。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're going to talk about Kelly, who is a dolphin at the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in Mississippi. People have noticed that she's able to reason. For example, one day, a gull landed in Kelly's tank and she grabbed the bird. Hopefully she did not kill the bird. This sentence tells us what a gull is. It's a bird, a kind of bird, especially if you go to the ocean, like here, if you go to Danshui or Kaohsiung or someplace like that, you might see these white birds flying all over the place. No, they're not pigeons. They are gulls. Oftentimes, they are referred to as seagulls.
Actually, I only say seagull. I never say gull. I always say seagull.
Yeah, I say seagull myself, too, so...
They're large, they're usually white and gray, they live very near the ocean, and you'll see them fly and dip down onto the surface of the water and grab fish for their dinner or their lunch.
And they also like to hang out on boats. If you sail on a boat across a body of water, the gulls are flying alongside the boat. They're kind of fun to watch that way. And so here, this is a place that's close to the ocean, so a seagull was there, landed in Kelly's tank. A tank is a large container that has a lot of water in it, and it's used for fish. You might have a fish tank in your house if you have fish, goldfish and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's oftentimes referred to as an aquarium, but that container is called a tank. You also have a gas tank in your car.
Or on your scooter. When you go to fill up your gas tank, you're going to put that nozzle into the gas tank and fill it up. Well, the gull, unfortunately, had some bad luck and landed in Kelly's fish tank, and Kelly grabbed the bird. Then she gave the bird to her trainers. So she didn't eat the bird, she gave the bird to her trainers, and they rewarded her with plenty of fish. It's like saying, good job, Kelly, here's some fish for you.
I'm not sure if she just simply gave them the dead bird that she just killed when she grabbed it, or if she kept it alive. We don't know the details there, but in any case, we know that the trainers... wanted that gull out of the tank. Kelly gave it to them, and as a reward, the trainers gave her lots of fish.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of eating all the fish, she took the last one to the bottom of the tank and hid it under a rock, as if she thought the trainers wouldn't notice. So she saved one fish. Maybe she was saving it for a rainy day or something like that.
Yeah.
But actually, she was being quite clever. When Kelly wanted to snack again, she took the fish to the surface and used it as bait to lure gulls for more rewards. Wow, that's very clever. How did she know that? How did she know that a gull... would be attracted to that piece of fish? She was using it as bait. I should go back here and talk about the word snack here. A snack as a noun usually refers to something that you eat, but it's not your breakfast, your lunch, or your dinner. It's just something you eat because you're a little hungry. And here we're using the word as a verb, to snack. We often use it with the preposition on, to snack on a piece of cake, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, she used the fish, which she took to the surface, as bait. Bait is a noun and a verb. Here it's a noun. A bait is something like a piece of food or maybe a worm. We use bait to attract fish or other animals so we can catch them, so we can trap them. When my dad goes fishing, he uses worms on the hook, and the fish love those. Well, she took the fish to the surface and used it as bait or food to attract the gulls. If you lure something, it means you persuade or cause either a person or it could be an animal to go somewhere or do something by offering them something that they like, maybe something that's very tasty or maybe something pleasurable. Stores will often try to lure in customers by having big sales. And, of course, they want you to come in and spend your money. Well, she knows that these gulls love fish. And so she uses the fish as bait to attract the gulls down to the water.
Indeed. And also Kelly's calf imitated this behavior. A calf is a baby of usually a cow or something like that. But it can also be the baby of a marine mammal, like a whale or, in this case, a dolphin. And so the baby of Kelly's baby, the calf, noticed mommy doing this. What's mommy doing? She's doing something with that piece of fish to lure those gulls, and then the trainers give her some more fish. I'm going to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, soon the other calves followed suit. If you follow suit, it means you do the same thing that someone else has just done. So you copy them, and then the gull baiting became a popular game among them. So this is one of the games that we were talking about that Kelly made up. Kelly's cunning technique showed that she could plan ahead and develop a strategy. If you're cunning, you're very clever, often in kind of a way that tricks people. So this technique or method was very clever, and it showed, hey, she could think ahead. If you plan ahead, you think about something in advance, and it helped her develop a strategy.
Or that's a plan or something that you use to achieve some kind of goal, a strategy. So, yes, she learned about this. She had this cunning, intelligent technique or method. She could plan ahead and develop this strategy. Few other animals are capable of demonstrating this ability. To be capable of means you have the ability to do something. And animals like cats or dogs or rats or even kangaroos just don't have the intelligence to think of something this clever. Aren't dolphins amazing? And also in the sentence we have the word demonstrate, which usually means you show someone how to do something. Let me demonstrate how to use this vacuum cleaner, for example. But here, she is simply showing us her ability to use this plan to coax those gulls into getting the fish.
So you can demonstrate something by showing that something is true, by showing examples. So she's showing she really does have this ability by giving them examples of how clever she really is. We talked about how marine just means water, so it relates to the sea. So biologists are scientists who study life and living things in the ocean, so they're called marine biologists. They are continuing to study dolphins because they're fascinating, and they keep finding more examples of their ingenuity. If you have ingenuity, that's a noun. It means you have some sort of cleverness or skill that allows you to solve problems, maybe even invent things. You're very ingenious. That's the adjective form of the noun ingenuity.
And these are stunning findings. Stunning just means very, very surprising, something you did not expect. Findings are the results of your research, and these findings have inspired researchers to think about how to better understand these animals' intelligence. So we have this as an example, and other marine biologists are thinking, hey, let's take this research and try to understand some more things about dolphins. And in turn, as a result, they can develop a further appreciation for dolphins and create a better relationship between humans and other creatures. Appreciation here is the noun form of the verb to appreciate, which means you recognize why something is good, why it's enjoyable, and you think that you're going to tell other people about it.
Mm-hmm. And they just want to let people know that these are really cool creatures. These scientists, these biologists, are also trying to create a better relationship between people, humans, and other creatures. Creatures can be any animal of any type. So it's kind of a fun thing to read more about how smart these dolphins are.
And I bet you're all inspired. You're going to go head down to Elon or Tai Dung or Hua Lian to go on a dolphin watching tour. Hey, the prices are reasonable. Why not? It's fun. Okay, everybody, it's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher once again.
接着我们来看到，有一天呢，这个 Kelly 把他抓到的海鸥给了饲养人员。我们来看到这里写着 ,When she gave the bird to her trainers, they rewarded her with plenty of fish. 当他把这只鸟交给训练人员的时候，训练人员就把很多的鱼给他作为奖励。我们用 reward 这个字就有回报跟报偿的意思。那么有时候我们常常搭配 with 来代表用什么东西做以回报。而 rewards 这个字呢，也常常以被动的形式来表达。举个例子来说 ,everyone reached the summit was rewarded with a magnificent view.每一个到达顶峰的人都会看到壮观的景色，而在这里就是使用被动的时态。当然了，如果你得到了丰厚的回报，你就可以搭配这个副词，指的就是 handsomely rewarded。而正因为呢，别人给了他很多的鱼，所以后面我们来看这句 When Kelly wanted to snack again, she took the fish to the surface and used it as bait to lure gulls for more rewards. 想要再吃点心的时候，他就把藏起来的鱼丢到水面上，用来当作是一个 bait,来诱捕海鸥以获得更多的奖励。在这里的 rewards 当作是复数的名词，奖赏、奖励的意思。在这一段的后面两句提到 Kelly's cunning technique showed that she could plan ahead and develop a strategy。他这样子巧妙的手段显示出他能够预先计划并且发展出一套的策略。我们用 cunning 这个字来当作形容词， cunning 本来是有狡猾的、奸诈的意思，所以 a cunning trick 指的就是狡猾的计谋。当然咯，它也可以有正面的，指的是非常精巧或者是巧妙的意思。这样子的一个手段，你就会发现这个聪明的海豚的确是有推理的能力。后面的句子提到 Few other animals are capable of demonstrating this ability， 而少有其他的动物可以展现出这样的能力。如果我们讲到 be capable of doing something， 就是指能够做什么事情的意思。当然在研究海豚的重点呢，在最后一段的最后一句提到 In turn, they can develop a further appreciation for dolphins and create a better relationship between humans and other creatures. 借由海洋生物学家持续的研究，我们不但可以更加的欣赏海豚，也可以在人类跟其他生物之间创造出更美好的关系。而这里的 appreciation 当作名词则是有欣赏、鉴赏的意思。
That is the end of our show for today. Thanks for joining us and make sure you join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.